This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come here to stay in remembrance and burn your sins away. Therefore, pay full attention so that your intellect's yoga is not fruitless. Question. Which subtle vice creates some difficulty at the end? Answer. If there is even a subtle form of the vice of greed, if you collect and keep something with you out of greed, you will remember that thing at the end and create some difficulty. This is why Baba says, children, do not keep anything with you. You have to merge all the thoughts and instill the habit of staying in remembrance of the Father. Therefore, practice being soul conscious. Om Shanti. Baba reminds you children every day, be soul conscious, because your intellects wander here and there. On the path of ignorance, while listening to religious stories, their intellects wander outside. Here too the intellects wander everywhere. This is why you are told every day to be soul conscious. Those people say, pay attention to what we say and imbibe it. Pay attention to the versions that are mentioned in the scriptures. Here, the Father explains to you souls. All of you students have to sit here in soul consciousness. Shiv Baba comes here to teach you. There isn't any other college where they consider Shiv Baba to be teaching them. Only at the most auspicious confluence age does such a school exist. You students are sitting here and you understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes here to teach you. Shiv Baba comes to teach us. The first thing he explains is, you have to become pure. Therefore, constantly remember me alone. However, Maya makes you repeatedly forget this. This is why the Father cautions you. If you are going to explain to someone, the first thing you have to explain is who God is and where God, who is the purifier, the remover of sorrow, and the bestower of happiness, is. Everyone does remember him. When they have difficulty, they say, O God, have mercy. When people have to be saved, they say, O God, liberate us from sorrow. Everyone has sorrow. You know for sure that the Golden Age is called the Land of Happiness, and that the Iron Age is called the Land of Sorrow. You children know this, but Maya still makes you forget. This system of inspiring you to sit in remembrance is fixed in the drama, because there are many who don't have remembrance at all throughout the day. They don't have remembrance for even a minute. So they are made to sit here to inspire them to have remembrance. You are given methods for staying in remembrance so that it becomes firm. We have to become Satobritan by having remembrance of the Father. The Father has told you a first-class, real method for becoming Satobritan. Only the One is the purifier. He comes and tells you the method. You children sit here in peace when you have yoga with the Father. If your intellect's yoga wanders here and there, You are not in peace, which means you are peaceless. All the time your intellect's yoga wanders here and there, it is wasted, because your sins are not being cut away. The world doesn't know how sins are cut away. These are very subtle matters. The Father has told you, stay in remembrance of me. So for the duration of the time that your thread of remembrance is connected, there is success. If your intellect wanders here and there, even slightly, that time is wasted and fruitless. The Father's direction is, children, remember me. If you do not remember me, that is fruitless. What will happen through that? You will not become Satipatthana quickly. That habit will then be instilled, and it will continue to happen. A soul knows the sins he has committed in this birth, although people say that they don't remember them. Baba says, you remember everything from the age of 3 or 4 years. You don't commit as many sins in the beginning as you commit later. Day by day, your eye continues to become criminal. It becomes 2 degrees less in the Silver Age. How long does it take for the moon to decrease by 2 degrees? It continues to decrease gradually. At that time, the moon is also said to be 16 celestial degrees full. This is not said of the sun. For the moon, it is a matter of 1 month, whereas here it is a matter of a cycle. Day by day, you continue to come down. Then you climb up on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is then no need for you to have remembrance to climb up. After the Golden Age, you have to come down. If you were to have remembrance in the Golden Age, you would not even come down. However, according to the drama, you have to come down. And this is why you don't remember at all. You definitely have to come down. And then the Father shows you the method of remembrance, because you have to climb up. The Father comes and teaches you at the confluence age how the stage of ascent now begins. We then have to go to our land of happiness. The Father says, you now have to go to the land of happiness, so remember me. You souls will become Satipatthana by having remembrance. You are different from the world. Paradise is completely different from this world. Paradise existed before, but it doesn't exist now. Because of having lengthened the duration of the cycle, they have forgotten this. You children now find paradise to be very close. There is very little time left. When there is something lacking in the pilgrimage of remembrance, you think that there is still time left. There isn't as much pilgrimage of remembrance as there should be. You enable the message to reach everyone according to the drama plan. If you are not giving others the message, it means you are not doing service. You have to make the message reach the whole world. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. Those who study the Gita know that there is just the one Gita scripture in which this elevated version is mentioned. However, they have said that those are the versions of God Sri Krishna. So whom would they remember? Although they worship Shiva, they don't have this accurate knowledge in order to be able to follow Srimat. At this time, you are receiving God's directions, whereas previously you had the directions of human beings. There is the difference of day and night between the two. Human dictates of the mind say that God is omnipresent, whereas the directions of God say no. The Father says, "I have come to establish heaven, so this is surely hell. The five vices exist in everyone here. This world is vicious, and I have therefore come to make it viceless." Those who become the children of God cannot have those vices. They show pictures of Ravan with 10 heads. No one can ever say that the world of Ravan is viceless. You know that it is now the kingdom of Ravan, and that there are the five vices in everyone. In the Golden Age, there is the kingdom of Rama, and there are no vices. At this time, people are so unhappy. Bodies experience so much suffering. This is a land of sorrow. In the land of happiness, the body doesn't experience any sorrow. Here, so many hospitals are full. To call this place heaven is a great mistake. So you have to understand and then explain to others. Those studies are not for explaining to others. You pass your examinations and start work. Here, you have to give everyone the message. The One Father alone will not give this message. Those who are very clever are called teachers. Those who are less clever are called students. You have to give everyone the message. Ask them, "Do you know God? He is everyone's Father." So the main thing is to give the Father's introduction, because no one knows it. The Father is the highest on high. He is the one who makes the whole world pure. The whole world was pure, and there was just Bharat in that. None of those of the other religions can say that they went into the new world. They believe that someone existed before them. Christ will also definitely enter someone. There was definitely someone existing before him. The Father sits here and explains, "I enter this body of Brahma." No one believes that he enters the body of Brahma. Oh, but the Brahmins are definitely needed. Where would Brahmins come from? They would definitely come from Brahma. Acha, have you ever heard of the father of Brahma? He is the great-great-grandfather. He doesn't have a physical father. Who is the physical father of Brahma? No one can tell you this. Brahma has been remembered. He is also the father of people. Similarly, you speak of incorporeal Shiv Baba. Who is his father? Then who is the father of the physical Prajapita Brahma? Shiv Baba has not been adopted. This one has been adopted. It would be said that Shiv Baba adopted this one. It would not be said that Shiv Baba adopted Vishnu. You know that Brahma becomes Vishnu. He is not adopted. Shankar is shown as having no part. Brahma becomes Vishnu, and Vishnu becomes Brahma. This is a cycle of 84 births. Where did Shankar come from then? Where is his creation? There is the creation of the Father. He is the Father of all souls, whereas the creation of Brahma are all human beings. So where is the creation of Shankar? The human world is not created through Shankar. The Father comes here and explains all of these things. But in spite of that, you children repeatedly forget them. The intellect of each one is number-wise. The more intellect, that is wisdom, you have, the more you are able to imbibe the teacher's teachings. This is an unlimited study, and you claim a status, number-wise, according to how you study. Although it is the same study to change from human beings into deities, a dynasty is created. It should also enter your intellects what status you will claim. It requires effort to become a king. Kings also need maids and servants. Who will become maids and servants? You can also understand this. Each one would have maids and servants number-wise according to their efforts. So you should not study in such a way that you become maids and servants for birth after birth. You have to make effort to become elevated. So there is real peace in having remembrance of the Father. If your intellects wander here and there, even slightly, time is wasted and there is less income earned. You won't be able to become Satipatthana. It has also been explained that while you continue to work with your hands, you have to remember the Father with your heart. In order to keep your body healthy, you may tour around, but let your intellect have remembrance of the Father. If you have someone with you, you mustn't gossip. Each one's heart is a witness for this. Baba explains you should tour around in such a stage. Priests walk in total silence. You people don't speak this knowledge all the time. Therefore, keep yourselves quiet and race in remembrance of Shiv Baba. For instance, Baba says, when you are eating, sit and eat in remembrance. Look at your chart. Baba tells you his own chart and how he forgets to remember. I try to remember Baba, and I say to Baba, Baba, I will stay in remembrance all the time. You just stop my cough and reduce my sugar. I tell you the effort that I make on myself, but I myself forget to remember. So how would the cough be reduced? I tell you honestly the conversation I have with Baba. Baba tells you children, but you children don't tell the Father because you are ashamed. When you sweep the floor or prepare food, do that in remembrance of Shiv Baba, and you will receive strength. This method too is needed. You will also benefit from that. When you sit in remembrance, others will also be pulled. There is a pull for one another. The more you stay in remembrance, the better the dead silence will be. According to the drama, there is an influence on one another. The pilgrimage of remembrance is very beneficial. There is no need to tell lies about this. You are the children of the true Father, and so you have to move along with honesty. You children receive everything. You receive the sovereignty of the world. So why should you have greed and accumulate 10 to 20 saris? If you continue to accumulate many things, you will remember them at the time of dying. This is why the example is given. His wife told him to renounce even his stick, because otherwise he would remember that at the end. Nothing should be remembered. Otherwise you are creating some difficulty for yourself. By telling lies you accumulate 100-fold sin. Shiv Baba's treasure store is always full, so there is no need for you to keep a lot. If everything someone has is stolen, he is given everything. You children receive the kingdom from the Father. So would you not receive clothes, etc.? Just don't have unnecessary expenditure, because it is the innocent, weak mothers who help in the establishment of heaven. Therefore, their money should not be wasted just like that. They look after you, and so it is your duty to look after them. Otherwise, 100-fold sin is accumulated on your heads. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. At the time of sitting in remembrance of the Father, your intellects should not wander here and there, even slightly. Constantly continue to accumulate your income. Let your remembrance be such that there is dead silence. 2. In order to keep your body healthy, do not gossip with your companions when you tour around, but keep yourself quiet and race in remembrance of the Father. Take your meals in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you become full of success by your intellect having faith, and end any web of weak thoughts. Until now, weak thoughts emerge in the majority of you children. They think, I don't know whether something will happen or not, or what will happen. These weak thoughts become a wall, and success gets hidden behind that wall. Maya spins a web of waste thoughts, and you become trapped in that web. Therefore, let your intellect have faith of becoming victorious and of your having the birthright of success, and thereby finish weak thoughts. Slogan: keep your third eye, your volcanic eye, open, and Maya will become powerless. Om Shanti.